For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is this on?
Hey, Rose. I never noticed, but you got beautiful eyes.
What?
And here we go.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Doing my incredible Joker impression to start the show.
They couldn't hear it, I believe, you know, the music stops.
Thankfully they couldn't hear
Andrew.
It.
I know, I don't want to outshine Andrew.
So. Please don't. Yeah.
It's true. Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
Man.
But feel free to do any other impressions so we don't have to talk about Raw or SmackDown.
Yeah.
I mean, the return of legends.
Legends.
Hall of Famers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Might as well run it back, right? You got to waste a match. Might as well do it in Saudi in a layup for
Reigns. Well, that's where Goldberg has all of his matches.
Right.
Pretty much.
Does he live there now, maybe?
I think so.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
We built him a palace.
Right.
In Saudi Mania.
They're in a row. There's one for Yokozuna, one for Warrior, one for Goldberg. The other two don't show up, but we figure someday.
For some reason, we can never find anything on Goldberg's family history. Weird.
Right.
But I'm sure he's a pretty stand-up guy.
He seems Saudi, right, to me.
I mean, yeah. It's kind of surprising, isn't it?
Yeah.
But a lot of stuff to talk about. Mostly bad.
Mostly bad. Yeah.
Even, you know, rest in peace, Shane McMahon.
Right.
We'll talk about that later, though. But first, we have to thank 6 new patrons.
Ha-ha.
So thank you to Miss Radford.
Okay.
Katie Lynn.
All right.
That's 2 females back to back. Or at least they claim to be.
Let's start there. But,
yeah. All right.
I guess word got out that we're doing hottest male bracket.
That's right. Yes.
So.
Of all time. Hottest male superstar of all time. We've already done. Yeah. Like hottest mail from 2019. You can go back and watch that on patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Yeah, yeah.
But hottest male superstar of all time? Like who knows who that could be?
Absolutely.
That could be anyone.
Man, I dig it.
Yeah.
All right. We also want to thank John Everett, Matt, Luis Vasquez, and Daniel Lasica for doing a year sub.
What year?
Getting a little discount by doing it for a year. Do it for a year, get a discount.
Yeah.
Sure, you've heard that before.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, in the bedroom.
We got pay-per-view recaps. Go check out the Royal Rumble recap we did.
Yep. We'll have Saudi Mania in 2 weeks.
Saudi Mania in 2 weeks. My goodness.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be so much fun. At least it's fun to recap those Saudi shows.
Right. And now we have new action figures to do so. So
that is true.
What up?
Yes. Patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And a special shout out to Chris Monteiro, who bought this shirt.
Who are you?
I think he bought a shirt last week, too. So he's just buying shirts on a weekly basis now.
Right.
And then John Sebak, he bought the Kick Out Spear Pin Repeat shirt that is still relevant to this day.
Absolutely.
Imagine that. 7 years later, and it's still
relevant. Still relevant.
Still going strong.
Yeah. And it will be relevant for a long time.
Because I think it was WrestleMania 32 in Dallas that inspired that shirt.
Is that what it was?
Probably.
That would be 2016. So that's quite a while. Yeah.
Yeah.
Quite a while that shirt's been out there. But it's a classic. And you can get those at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And, of course, subscribe and listen to our other podcast, Hollywood Hogwash. We just had our biggest episode yet.
Oh.
We reviewed Jackass Forever,
and
Book of Boba Fett,
and
Peacemaker,
and
the season premiere of South Park.
And then?
That was it, right?
And then?
Yeah, I mean, we also talked about the latest news and rumors in Hollywood, but It was a big podcast, so go check it out. Hollywood Hogwash, available anywhere podcasts are heard.
This week, we got to dissect Oscar nominations.
Oh, yeah, the Oscar nominations are out and the Razzie Awards. I'm very excited about that. Not so much the Oscars, but the Razzies are
Yeah, those. That's the premiere show.
Yeah, all right. So SmackDown, who's going to host the Razzies this year?
Ooh.
That really should be on when the Oscars are on. That would be hilarious, like as big as the Oscars.
Right. With their own like red carpet and
of course
get like, I don't know, like Sci-Fi Network to do like a red carpet special.
Do they do anything on YouTube or is it just their, they just announce it on their website?
I think they just announce it. I don't think there's any official thing.
They should.
They really should.
But all right. SmackDown opens with the Bloodline.
Oh, change of pace. All right.
Paul Heyman. Yeah. Change of pace. Paul Heyman was great here. He says there is no conspiracy because this is the first time we're seeing him. After he betrayed Brock, he's back with Roman.
Yeah.
It just looks right again. The Bloodline, you know, they were missing Heyman.
Right. It was on the shirt.
It was awkward that Roman was holding the Universal title for like a few weeks, however long it was. Yeah. But he says, there is no conspiracy. This wasn't done to make Brock Lesnar look foolish, although he looks pretty damn foolish now. I thought that Roman Reigns needed to be protected from Brock Lesnar, and I got fired and Superman punched, and I deserved it. And Heyman mocks Lesnar and calls him a schmuck for wanting a title versus title match.
Yeah, calm down, Taz.
Against Reigns at WrestleMania. And he says, once Roman Reigns smashed Brock Lesnar at the Royal Rumble, I realized that I don't need to protect Roman Reigns from Brock Lesnar. I need to protect Brock Lesnar from Roman Reigns. Mm. And then Heyman tells OKC to acknowledge their tribal chief. But then the inevitable happens. He might as well be Thanos. Because he is inevitable.
Ew. Right.
The music hits.
That music hits and a superstar just goes, turns to dust.
Yeah. And it's Goldberg.
It's happened to Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
The Fiend.
Let him turn to dust because he's pretty dusty.
Yeah.
He's pretty dusty.
And he's not even there with, you know, his son Torque.
Like, yeah. At least, what the fuck?
At least bring Torque.
Yeah. Taz is bringing Hook. You bring Torque.
Send Torque.
Send Torque.
So Goldberg tells Reigns, I acknowledge you as my next victim. Yeah. You, me, Elimination Chamber for the Universal Championship. You're next.
Do nothing. Get title shot. Lose. Leave.
You forgot concuss self.
Concuss self.
And then bleed out.
Lose.
Die.
Leave.
Die.
Be resurrected. Right. Come back. Defend Torque's honor. So it's going to look, when we release the shirt, It might be too many words, but everyone will just have to order like quadruple XLs to fit everything.
right.
Show up, concuss self, defend Torque,
get Saudi money,
bleed out,
botch.
Yeah,
botch repeat. Botch times three or botch to the third.
It just
power.
Says botch.
Botch hammer.
So.
Yeah.
Now we know why Seth Rollins isn't getting a rematch against Roman Reigns.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, why is Seth not fighting Roman at Saudi Arabia? Oh, of course. And this news broke, like Fightful reported that Goldberg was coming back like the day before SmackDown.
Yeah.
Like he's coming back. He's fighting Roman in Saudi. And it's like, oh, God.
Yeah. Thanks for that.
That's, yeah. Why? It's one more day.
At least it's a good surprise. You know, when it's, yeah. Like, they spoiled the good one. They spoiled Ronda returning.
Yeah.
And that sucked. Like, don't spoil those. Go. You know what? Go ahead and spoil the shitty ones.
But
prepare us for Goldberg.
They didn't spoil Ronda. It just kind of got out too much, right? I mean, it could have been leaked. No, they didn't say Ronda was coming out at the Rumble. Remember, it was just reported.
Fightful did.
Well, yeah. But they have their sources, I guess, that they pay a lot of money to people. But
that's what I meant. Like, Fightful, don't break the good ones.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead and break the bad ones.
Right.
That's fine, because Goldberg sucks. And he still sucks. And he always sucks.
Yeah.
So, great. Well, that's one match that'll be a train wreck.
Oh, can't wait.
Roman's like, oh, cool. I have to wrestle for 5 minutes. Awesome.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah, like, that's it.
I mean, what else is really going to happen?
So Fightful broke both stories?
Yeah.
It's like the only thing good about wrestling is surprises.
Yeah.
Like, let's all unfollow them. Like, that's horrible. They keep ruining good and bad surprises. It's like, come on.
It's pretty much impossible to miss if you're on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah.
Because everyone, like, reshares it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Plus, I look up rumors every week, and of course,
true.
That's going to be the biggest thing that pops up.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they've been getting it way too... like they've gotten way too much.
They got a source.
Information lately.
They've got a mole.
But it's starting to not be a dirt sheet anymore, and it's just like,
right,
this is news.
Yeah.
Ronda Rousey's returning at the Rumble. Breaking news.
Yeah, right.
She's gonna win it.
Yeah, they're the new WWE social media.
Even Dave Meltzer's like jealous. He's like, fuck.
Who are these guys?
Damn it. But there you go. Fucking Goldberg. All right. Next up, we have a few pointless matches that I'm just going to run through real quick.
Because yeah, boom, boom, boom. Run
who
away.
Who cares? I can't watch these meaningless matches anymore.
Correct, because that's what they are.
They are meaningless. Uh-huh. They mean nothing.
Right.
It doesn't affect anything.
Nope.
First, we have Ricochet versus Ridge Holland.
Uh-huh.
And Ricochet won with the recoil in just a couple of minutes.
Right.
And then we have Ricochet and Cesaro versus Sheamus and Holland. And Holland beats Cesaro with a power slam.
Which really, when you're going to do that, it really means nothing happened.
No.
Correct. Like, it's really nothing happened.
I mean,
they both pinned each other over the course of two back-to-back matches.
Yeah.
Thus proving nothing happened.
Right. And are they back on this bullshit? Like, where you have two single people fight?
Yeah.
And then it becomes a tag team immediately after?
Raw did the same thing.
Yeah.
Right.
It's back.
Yeah. Pretty soon we'll have two out of three falls again.
Oh, my God.
Teddy Long's come out of the back. Yes, sir.
Every match is two out of three falls? What the fuck?
Yeah,
I know. So weird. Then we have Eric of the Viking Raiders versus Jimmy Uso. Jimmy won with the Uso splash. Can't wait for Ivar versus Jay next week.
Of course.
1,000%.
And for some reason, the Viking Raiders and the Usos are fighting at Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, because the Viking Raiders lost. One of them just lost.
Yeah.
So,
but I guess they beat Los Lotharios once.
Oh.
Even though Los Lotharios beat them once as well.
But makes sense.
It's probably not even for the titles. Like, nah, we're just fighting.
Yeah, right.
God. I mean, what a pointless match to put on that pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Oh, horrible.
Like, it's already at 11. It's starting at 11 a.m. Central Time.
Mm.
Come on.
Gross.
We don't need this match.
Gross. At least we can have breakfast tacos.
That's true. Maybe. Next up, we have Natalya versus Aaliyah.
Okay. Ooh, okay. Ooh, okay.
All right. We got combo sounds.
Yeah. Combo.
Yeah. And Aaliyah wins by countout after Natalya runs into the barricade.
Yeah.
Go watch it again. Aaliyah barely touched Natalya.
And she runs.
And then she just sprints to the barricade like a fucking idiot.
It was mm-hmm. so bad.
It reminded me of Nia Jax back in the day because right. people would always move too early and then it looks like she just wanted, she's like, fuck it, I'm going to kill myself. And then just ran into the barricade.
Yeah. It's like yeah. a kamikaze pilot. Just right. runs into it and dies.
Speaking of two out of three matches, already announced for next week.
Yes.
Natalya versus Aaliyah.
Yes. In a dungeon style.
Dungeons.
Oh. Oh, whoop on dungeon style.
Why?
Someone made that video. Yeah. It's great.
Is it because she's been running away from Natalya? Like, that has to be dungeon style?
Yeah. She's like, pinfall or submission only? It's like, well, she beat you by pinfall the first time.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, okay.
Sure. But was the second time?
Well,
this count one, out.
Count out.
I thought it said she was 3-0 against Natalya. That's what they yelled afterwards. I was like, what was the second one?
I don't know then.
Yeah.
It was a DQ. Natalya got DQ'd.
Oh, so this is number four.
The fourth match. That's
good
right.
God. Jesus. That's because the second one was only like 10 seconds long.
Right.
She got DQ'd so quick. But yeah. Run it back.
Because, I mean, the women of SmackDown literally have nothing else
to
do.
It's a best of seven, and Aaliyah's 3-0.
Wow. Well, I mean, if you know, they keep saying Aaliyah's undefeated, too.
Yeah,
right. Because these are her only matches.
Oh, God. They're going to be the new bar. Natalya's going to win the next three.
Well,
then they're going to be a tag team.
Does it even count as undefeated when it's the same person every time? And two of them are bullshit?
Yeah.
Well,
you didn't win the Rumble. You're not undefeated in tag teams.
Nope.
Right.
Certainly weren't in NXT.
No.
You were a jobber there the entire time. But all right. Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Drew McIntyre. And Drew acted like he's been gone for a year.
I know. This was weird.
It was 4 weeks.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
He's like, well, it's great to be back.
You know, like...
Like, you had that match at day one.
Right. They injured you at day one.
Yeah.
Then there were rumors that you were going to have neck surgery, and then you took 4 weeks to fix your neck. That's somehow. It?
Yeah.
You went from needing neck surgery to, I'm fine.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Like, I don't know,
man. 4 weeks. That's like missing a flight in WWE.
Basically.
Right.
So he mentions Happy Corbin and Madcap Moss, and out comes Corbin. Mm. He tells Drew, you're not going to WrestleMania. And then Moss tries to sneak up on McIntyre, but Drew points the sword at him. You forgot he has a sword.
Yeah, right.
He'll cut fucking kill you.
He'll point it at you. He won't hurt you with it.
They'll fucking cut you wide open.
No, no. He'll just point it at him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and Drew, not in a threatening manner either.
Well, a little bit.
He'll be like a foot away and be like, hey.
He forced Moss to tell a joke.
Yeah.
A Drew McIntyre joke, and he does, and it sucks.
Oh,
and then Drew cuts his head. Oh, I'm sorry. No, he claymored him.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I would have preferred he cut his head off. Yeah. But then Drew promises to make Corbin's life a living hell. This segment was a living hell.
It was.
I love when Corbin, he goes, you stop right there or I'll draw blood. Mm-hmm. Like, no, you're
not. No, you won't.
Nah. And he says he's going to make Corbin's life a living hell. At Elimination Chamber, he's fighting Madcap Moss again.
Well, if he doesn't have his friend, it's going to be a living hell.
So Drew McIntyre versus Happy Corbin at WrestleMania, that's going to be a match?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
They've fought like 50 times over the past few years.
I know.
So many times, McIntyre and Corbin.
How many times at WrestleMania?
Zero.
Then it needs to happen at WrestleMania.
Shit. Yeah, but I mean, they fought.
What do you want, night one or night
when
two?
When Vince started the wild card rule, like Corbin was one of the first ones to jump over,
right.
And he fought McIntyre on SmackDown. Then, like 6 months later, they were like, "Oh, wild card again. Corbin's coming to Raw," and it's like, "You did this,"
and he fought Drew again.
Yes, Drew again.
Every time he came over as a wild card, he'd fight Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, because MVP like recruited him to take out McIntyre, and
But McIntyre wins every one of these.
Every one.
He does.
Yes. Every one. He's never lost. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're doing McIntyre versus Corbin at WrestleMania. That's fucking ridiculous.
Is that a night one or night two match? You think?
That's a
pre-show a night two.
Night three.
They just push it to Raw. Yeah.
You would hope.
No, they push it to the SmackDown before WrestleMania because it's just like WrestleMania.
No one wants to see
this.
No,
they did that last year, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
They moved a couple matches.
Tell me one person that won. I don't care if Drew McIntyre is your favorite wrestler. You should not want to see this match.
No.
There's got to be. There can't be anyone that wants to see this match at WrestleMania.
Right.
No one.
They've made a joke out of the mid-card titles. Like, there was a little while where, like, Cena had the U.S. title and, like,
even
Styles got, you know what I mean? Styles went backwards and got a title. Like, now they're just jokes. Like, Shinsuke never defends his. Priest lost this week and didn't lose his title. They're joke titles.
They are.
They're not even next step. They're not even, like, NXT in a way, right?
No.
These guys are next. They're just jokes.
There is no way to get to a next step right now.
The only thing is Money in the Bank. That's the only next step.
Is it, though? And
even though half the time you lose it anyway now.
1 year Brock won it. That's not a next step for someone.
Right. Oh, sure.
Like,
Otis it was for big. It was at least this year.
Charlotte, you know, like the women's WrestleMania main event, it's already happened at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Roman Brock already happened twice at WrestleMania. You're not putting any new talent over.
2021 was the first time in a while that they actually did because Nikki won, Biggie won, and they both won. But Nikki's run was a joke.
Yeah,
Big E's ended up being a joke. He didn't have it for very long.
Yeah.
But.
And we'll get to Big E here in a minute.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Drew Moss, Elimination Chamber. I can't believe they're doing Corbin and McIntyre at WrestleMania.
I know.
Just put Drew in the Battle Royal.
Let him win it.
Who cares? He's throw them all in something. The Battle Royal. Like. Oh, sorry. Drew Gulak needed a spot. Sorry.
Yeah.
Like, no one, just because he's a big name now, you know, for wrestling fans, doesn't mean he needs a pointless singles match.
And yeah, like, make it bigger and put it on the main show. I'd rather see that on the main show than some of the shitty matches that we're going to be forced to see over two nights.
Yeah.
So put the Battle Royal on the main show and let someone big win it.
Right.
That's it. That's fine.
Yeah.
They won't.
Of course. All right, next up, we see the Jackass premiere, footage from that at the red carpet.
Yeah.
And we see that Johnny Knoxville had Sami Zayn tossed out of the premiere, and he tased him again, but obviously not really.
Right.
Why is Sami even at the Jackass premiere? Why is Johnny Knoxville kicking him out of the premiere? Like, that makes Johnny Knoxville look like a piece of shit.
It really does.
Like, he eliminated you from the Rumble, so you're gonna kick him from the premiere?
Yeah.
Well, he's Sami Zayn. He's being a dick, I guess.
I don't know. He was just doing
Knoxville
an interview.
Looks like the asshole.
Sammy's like doing an interview, and Johnny's like, "Hey, get him out of here! I'm going to tase him."
Yeah, I'm going to tase his butthole.
Right.
Over and over.
I mean, go watch the movie. You know, Johnny Knoxville's had far worse things done to him.
Right. Clearly.
But then we go backstage, and Sammy asks Adam Pearce and Sonya Deville. He's like, when am I getting my Intercontinental Championship match? I've been the number one contender for over 2 months.
That checks out.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, they're pointing out how terrible of a job they're doing.
Right.
Two months. We've had pay-per-views in these 2 months.
Remember when WWE had an ad like they were hiring for someone to, like, focus on continuity?
Yes.
Clearly, they never found that person.
No, they never hired anybody.
No.
So
Vince is like, I'll do that, and I'll take the pay. Of course I know what happened last week. $5 million. Yep, next $5 million to me.
So they say, all right, next week, but that's too soon for Sammy. So they say 2 weeks. And it's like, all right,
okay,
you'll lose in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Or you'll win. Who cares? It doesn't matter.
Because you can't go to Saudi, so...
Yeah. I mean, with Nakamura not defending this belt...
That means he's probably winning.
I don't know.
Because if he would have won it this week, then he probably would have had to go to Saudi, since he can't.
Right.
They push it to after Saudi?
No.
Like there's the two day more before, SmackDowns.
Which I guess they're going to have to tape that SmackDown?
Yeah, they're going to have to tape that SmackDown.
But it still airs after Saudi, right?
No. The day before.
The day before. It's SmackDown Friday night and then Saudi Mania at 11 a.m.
On a Saturday?
On a Saturday.
Oh, I thought it was Friday. Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, that would be fucking awkward if they had Saudi Mania and then in a few hours, SmackDown.
Right, yeah.
Right.
Tune into SmackDown in a few hours.
Where somehow they're all back in the U.S.
Yeah, right.
Or it's just like, oh, we'll use NXT again. Remember, that was cool, right? It's like, yeah, but don't do that this time.
No.
Don't do that this time.
No, it's not the same anymore.
It's not cool anymore.
Not only use NXT, but put them all over.
Right, yeah.
And then they just disappear.
Nakamura is probably not even defending the IC belt at WrestleMania.
Probably
not.
Yeah.
Because why would he? Yeah, why would he? So, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's where Natalya walks in and demands the dungeon-style match. And then later, Kayla Braxton interviews Natalya to ask what dungeon-style means.
Mm-hmm.
And Natalya says, I'll just go tell Aaliyah right now. And she walks up to the women's locker room door. But Xia Li walks out, and Natalya gets scared.
Mm-hmm.
Xia Li walks away.
Yeah.
And then Natalya's like, maybe later. And it's like, well, she already left. You can go in the locker room.
Yeah, she's gone. Like, she's not a clone. And you're not just more of her in there.
You're not fighting Lee. You're just telling her what the match is.
Yeah,
hey, right. So here's the match.
She doesn't really have lightning.
No.
I mean.
She doesn't have the Undertaker's powers.
No.
Yet. Next up, we have Jinder Mahal versus Shinsuke Nakamura championship contenders match.
What?
At ringside.
There's already a champion contender.
Yeah, there is.
Right.
Well, if Jinder Mahal wins, he might get a title shot in, you know, a few months.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe next year.
Yeah.
Like, by 2023, you'll get a title shot.
Yeah.
And, of course, at ringside, we have Rick Boogs.
Who really needs a new outfit. Like, that red onesie.
Well, I don't know why he cut his hair. You're a rock star, and you cut your hair.
Well, no, that red onesie, you see, like, 9 pounds of cock.
Oh, yeah, it's, well, sure.
It's like, Jesus, guy. It's a kid's show.
Yeah. But again, the hair used to distract you from that.
Yeah, I know. Now there's no long hair. Now it's all cock.
It's all cock. He's all cock now.
He's all cock.
Maybe that's why he did it. He's like, I just want people to see my cock.
Yeah.
But we have him, and we also have...
Jakey!
And we also have Sami Zayn on commentary. All this, Kinshasa, for the win. That's it.
Right. And a shitty Kinshasa at that.
Shitty everything.
There was, like, hardly any effort.
He's phoning it in.
Jinder Mahal is getting buried. Shanky's just standing there doing nothing. Meanwhile, Veer's just like, you know, this is... can't stop. Can't stop coming.
Yeah.
Backstage, Naomi wants another match against Sonya for what she did at the Royal Rumble. But Sonya says, oh, well, you've got a match next week against Charlotte Flair for the SmackDown Women's Championship. And then Naomi's like, oh, great. She falls for it again. It's like, she's going to fuck you over again.
Yeah.
Like always.
Idiot.
And then what? Are they going to have a match at WrestleMania? God help us all?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I like how quickly you said no and then you realized, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Two nights to fill.
Yeah. Next up, we have Los Lotharios versus Kofi Kingston and Big E. And I guess Big E's just back on SmackDown now.
Yes.
Who did they trade him for?
No one. He's.
What was the trade?
He's SmackDown now.
When did they say this?
They didn't.
Oh.
It's just internally known that he's now part of the SmackDown brand.
Right.
You know.
Because
also,
they didn't even mention a trade. They didn't even bother to say future considerations, which was a horseshit answer anyway. At least it's an answer. They didn't even mention it. They're just like, haha, Biggie and Kofi, you know, the New Day.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And
so much for Big E's singles career.
Right. And they did the same thing to Big E that they do to Kofi. He loses the title. There's never a rematch.
No, never a rematch.
And he's so fucking happy to be back in a tag team.
Yeah. Right.
I'm so happy I'm a tag team guy again.
Yeah. It's so fucked up.
Yeah. Right.
Neither of these guys should be in a tag team anymore. And they're tagging together. New Day wins. Who cares?
Right.
Next up, Sonya interviews Charlotte in the ring. Sonya says, Becky Lynch has told me that Ronda Rousey has chosen to face her at WrestleMania, which means you need an opponent, and I will allow you to choose your opponent right now. I'm sorry, did Charlotte win the Royal Rumble?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What?
That's what Charlotte said she was going to do. She's going to win the Royal Rumble
so
she could choose her opponent at WrestleMania, which that's stupid in the first place.
It is.
She should win the Royal Rumble and fight for the other belt. Like, you don't win the Royal Rumble and then you choose who you're defending your belt against.
What do you do? Like Aaliyah? Like a 12-year-old girl? Like what?
Right.
Well, Charlotte says Ronda made a smart decision because mom versus mom is a lot easier. So Charlotte picks Sasha Banks.
Oh, that's not a heel thing to do.
Yeah.
Right.
She knows she'll beat her every pay-per-view.
True.
That's fair. She says WrestleMania will be the best and worst day of your life. However, Ronda Rousey comes out and this time she's smiling and high-fiving the fans.
Yeah.
Which she wasn't doing on Raw.
No.
She acted like she hated them.
Correct.
But, okay, now she's smiling and high-fiving. And Ronda tells Charlotte, I owe you an ass-beating. You're not special. You're just first. I'll see you at WrestleMania, bitch. Oh,
she said bitch,
And then Charlotte says...
cursing is cool now.
Yeah. Charlotte says, what's the only curse word they're allowed to say? It's not even a curse word. That's why I'm saying
it. It was a CM Punk thing.
Oh, okay.
What he said to The Rock.
Yeah. So Charlotte says, this title is my baby and she's prettier than yours. And Ronda takes her jacket off.
Has a better name, too. Sorry, hot take.
What's the name?
Of Ronda's baby?
Yeah, I forgot.
It's like some crazy Hawaiian name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, with like 37 letters.
No, it's like Mukulakahiki.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, you want to let me?
Yeah. That's the point, mahalo.
So Ronda takes her jacket off, but Sonya gets in Ronda's way and tells her to back off. Ronda pushes Sonya out of the way. Charlotte takes a swing, but Ronda ducks. And then Sonya jumps on Ronda's back. Now, why would she do this?
I'm sorry. Who? Why? Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Why would she do this? But Ronda drops her and makes her tap to the yarn bar.
Yeah.
And that's how the show ends. Ronda versus Charlotte.
Joe's got it pulled up. Why don't you go ahead and pronounce that for me?
You go ahead.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Akia.
It's like 50.
Makala Powau Kamalamino.
That's the
Nipo.
Nope. Yep.
Nope.
Ooh, we should get Josh.
What's the first name?
To do this.
La Akea.
Yeah.
Like, that's clearly something, right? Like, she's not tribal. Is she the tribal chief? No.
Ooh.
Ooh, maybe it's Roman's baby.
Ooh, there you go.
That would make sense.
Travis Brown must be pissed.
Now, I told you guys that they were doing Ronda versus Charlotte. Uh-huh. You guys didn't believe me.
Right, right.
But I'm pretty certain the reason why they did this, the reason why Ronda picked Charlotte is because if they did Ronda versus Becky, the fans would just boo Ronda all over again.
Who gives a shit?
Well, but they want Ronda to be a face. Ronda probably wants to be a face.
I mean,
they're going to end up booing her anyway because her promos are terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
The promos they write for her are terrible, and she can't pull them off.
That's the thing. You can want her to be face, but if you keep giving her shit promos, and if she keeps acting like a damn robot, the fans are going to turn on her anyway.
They will cheer her over Charlotte. That is certain.
Well,
like, that's for sure. Afterwards, you might be in trouble once you're fighting Sasha Banks again. And
right. I mean, honestly, it could be Vicky Guerrero versus Charlotte, and they would boo Charlotte. I mean,
go Vicky.
Excuse me.
Yell forever.
Yeah. Pierce my eardrums.
Yeah. But that's why they did this, because they don't want them booing Ronda right now.
I guess.
Because who are you going to cheer for, Becky or Ronda?
Right. So there's your night one main event.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. For sure. On to Raw, we start things off with the Quiz Bowl. between RK-Bro and Alpha Academy.
Right.
I have to admit, I do laugh when Chad Gable yells, "Shush!" I actually kind of find it funny. I think he's like, he's never been good. Chad Gable's at least like pretty good on the mic now.
Yeah.
Like before that, he's never had a good gimmick. You know, the Shorty G stuff was cringy.
This
and
happens
terrible.
To all of us eventually. Me? The show was so bad that we start appreciating
right.
when but it's not
me,
completely
me and Joe
horrible.
Discussed yeah. it and I'm sorry. That's the wrong answer. You're out of the
show. No, Andrew's just hitting
you're
the
out of the
where
show.
Everything is so bad that it's like, oh, you know what? This is okay.
I'm forcing myself to enjoy something.
Right.
How fucking dare you?
But no, this was just a trivia game and it was. Even the graphic looked exactly like the Billy Madison one.
I mean, if you want to see a good trivia game, there's one at patreon.com/WrestleMania.
Yeah, there's a couple. One of the questions was, which Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle uses nunchucks?
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. Oh, Eric?
Michelangelo.
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah. Yes. Who doesn't know that?
Suck it.
Who doesn't know that? RK-Bro gets a question about Justin Bieber. So Riddle asks to use a lifeline to call his buddy, Justin Bieber. But they don't let him because Justin Bieber said no.
Yeah, right. I mean, he can get an impersonator.
Yeah. Remember there was that rumor that it was going to be Cena and Justin Bieber versus Nexus back in the day?
Yeah.
For SummerSlam?
Oh, God. I remember there was like a rumor Justin Bieber was going to be the host of WrestleMania the year The Rock did it. Yeah.
Great.
Wow.
But no, like a former writer said that they were, WWE was trying to get that done, Cena and Bieber versus Nexus.
Oh, God.
It was like, oh, my God. But another question was, which Shakespeare play has been adapted into the most movies? One of the choices was Hamlet, and Otis yelled out, "Ham!" And then Gable shooshed Otis and said Romeo and Juliet, but it was wrong, and Riddle got it right with Hamlet, and Otis was upset. So clearly this is leading to an Otis face turn at some point.
I guess so.
Just only because he likes ham.
He's going to be eating ham again.
Yeah.
Again, one of our friends, one of our patrons had a great idea where like Tucker returns with like a just a big slab of meat, and that's what turns Otis' face again.
Right. He's like, meat? That's all it'll take.
And then he's got a picture of Mandy Rose.
Which is basically just like Homer. Like, you give him a beer, and he's normal again. Right. But
meat? Peach?
Orton got an easy Denver Broncos football question, and he pandered to the crowd.
Yeah.
And then Gable panicked with his last question, which was how many grams are in an ounce? And so then it went to RK-Bro, and Riddle was about to answer. But Orton stopped him and botched a joke a lot like Triple H did in Denver back in 2015.
Yes.
Yeah. Take a listen.
Something about Denver.
The other day when I was calibrating my
scale. Riddle, let me get this one.
How do you know the answer?
You think I'm the only one that bakes, bro?
Hi, how are you?
So fucking close to being like,
what is it about
line of the year?
What is it about weed jokes in Denver that makes wrestlers fuck up?
They get so nervous.
How are you? You think I'm the only one that bakes?
So close.
Kevin Patrick should be like, that is incorrect, Randy. Read that line again.
Cut.
What way was it supposed to be?
It was supposed to be, you think you're the only one who bakes.
Oh, because he said I'm. Yeah,
yes.
You think I'm the only one that bakes? And then everyone acted like it worked, even though it didn't.
Right. Even Riddle's like,
yeah. It's like, so close.
But. God.
So Orton says 28 grams in an ounce, and RK-Bro wins the quiz bowl.
Yeah.
And then Gable does a direct quote from Billy Madison, yelling, that question was not in the reading. I demand a new question.
Right.
And then Gable becomes physically ill at the sound of the wrong buzzer because it keeps going off. And then the Street Profits come out talking shit to Alpha Academy. And Otis runs over Montez Ford, and we have the Alpha Academy versus the
rematch
Street Profits.
After rematch, after rematch, after rematch, after rematch.
Yeah.
Gable puts Dawkins in the ankle lock and then beats him with a roll up.
Yeah.
Another match we've seen 50 times.
Which I doubt this was Joe's trivia, but fun little fact about this match.
Oh, boy.
It is Chad Gable's first pinfall in 20 months.
That's amazing.
Shut up. That was your trivia?
It finally happened.
Oh, my God.
It finally happened. Because one of our fans said, hey, Shorty G / Chad Gable hadn't had a pinfall in a long time. Look up when the last time.
Yeah.
June 15th, 2020. I was going to ask you who he... I was going to give you clues as to who he pinned.
Yeah.
Yeah, former... How,
yeah, who did he pin?
Mojo.
Mojo.
Figure it out!
Yeah. I was going to have fun with it, but it happened finally, so...
I have a backup trivia.
Oh, good. Yeah, can, yeah. Well, yeah. It was literally that. I swear to God.
So
I showed you. It was right there.
That is
I actually
hilarious.
Looked something up, and then I was like, I won't mention it because it might be Joe's trivia this week, but
yeah.
Okay.
We'll bring it up later.
Oh, you're going to immediately blurt out the ends and be like, I'm this
smart guy. No, I was going to say, no, I will just let Eric do it.
But okay, yeah.
You can both do it now.
Yep.
All right, so next up, we have an in-ring promo from Bobby Lashley and MVP. And MVP introduces Lashley like Heyman introduces Brock.
Yeah.
And he also mentioned that Lashley is from Denver to get the crowd to cheer for the babyface.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's a heel?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Is he a babyface? I don't understand this.
Well, either way, he's an idiot. Because sure. He said that he's going to main event WrestleMania.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, sorry.
No, bro. The Rumble winner didn't pick you, bro.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
But why are they trying to get the crowd to cheer for a heel? He even yelled, the champ lives here, like Cena. Are you fighting Cena at WrestleMania?
Right. Please.
Please.
Yes. Yes.
I'm going to retain an elimination chamber, blah, blah, blah. Then Lashley starts to leave, and MVP reminded him to point at the WrestleMania sign.
Jesus.
Lashley's leaving. MVP's like, wait, the sign.
Hey, the sign.
And Lashley's like, and then he stops and like, no, that wasn't long enough. Oh, okay. He does it again.
And
why?
Then
why MVP's does everyone like, have to do this?
MVP's like, no, it's over there.
It's that way.
And Lashley's like, uh-huh.
Is there people up there?
I know I'm beating a dead horse, but why does everyone have to do this?
Right.
It's so lame. Again, they really jumped the shark when the fucking Fiend pointed to the WrestleMania
season. I know.
That was the most ridiculous thing ever.
Point harder, boy. It's WrestleMania season.
And we've also mentioned this before, but go back 10 years when Triple H and The Undertaker both got in the ring, they said no words to each other.
Zero words.
And then Triple H just slight tilt of the head, looked at the WrestleMania sign, and then Undertaker...
0 points.
Undertaker did the same, and it was fucking incredible.
It was.
Another point! You can't see it!
Yeah. Only Triple H can pull that off, though. You know what I mean? He was just like, right. Hey, Vince,
now they all have
way.
To do the same thing.
Yeah.
It's fucking stupid. They're all supposed to be unique from each other, but everyone points at the WrestleMania sign. Even people that aren't going to WrestleMania, like Liv Morgan.
I know.
Liv Morgan at the Rumble comes out, she points at the WrestleMania sign.
Like, oh, you sweet.
It's like, you're going to be on the pre-show.
Oh, sweetie, honey, baby child.
Yeah.
Come here, you need a hug.
You need a hug.
You need a back rub.
Speaking of Liv, well... Yeah.
Can we just get the Bad News Barrett thing on there, on the board?
Yeah.
We'll just hit it every segment.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Alexa Bliss in therapy. I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Yeah. It worked perfect.
The therapist asks for the Lily replica doll back, and Alexa gives him the doll and starts crying. And then we come back to this later in the show, and she talks about how she beat up a woman at a grocery store.
Okay. So...
And then the therapist says, I think we still have some more work to do. No, stop it.
Stop it.
So shouldn't she like be in jail or something?
How many weeks has this been? Four or five?
Four.
Four?
Four or five.
Four or five.
Four.
I don't Fightful reported that they filmed 9 of these.
Jesus Christ.
And now Fightful is right.
Yeah.
And they
we have like four more.
Four to five more of these.
They filmed all of them in one day.
Well, no, her hair was different now this week.
Oh.
Now her hair actually aligns up to what her hair is in real life.
In her Instagrams.
So
Yeah, I mean, are they trying to, like, start to make her look more normal? Are they trying to, like, work the weird out of her and go back to goddess or something? Is that where this is going to go?
It has to, right?
Like, are we starting to see her change, though?
What's the ultimate end game, though? Like, what is she doing at WrestleMania?
Who cares?
Right.
Seriously. Fighting,
she's taking, not fighting for a title.
Taking Becky's title, maybe
winning the women's battle royal.
I don't know.
Not winning the women's battle. Not doing anything.
Not hosting.
Last year,
I'm gonna host again.
I mean, last year she just spit up black goo. That's all she did at Mania last year.
Yep.
Spit up black goo.
Year before that, she hosted.
And then Bray Wyatt lost to an RKO, even though he somehow survived being lit on fire.
Mm-hmm.
I can survive
and 14 curb stomps.
I got burned alive. I kicked out of 14 curb stomps.
One RKO.
One spear by an old man.
Yeah. And meanwhile, the entire AEW locker room is looking at the Fiend like, fucking amateur.
Right.
Can't even kick out of a cutter.
That's right. Next up, we have AJ Styles versus Damian Priest. Not exactly sure why, but it happened.
Match.
Yeah.
Right.
AJ went for the Styles clash, but I think that would be impossible for him to do that against Priest.
Most likely. I think
Priest is like a foot and a half taller than him.
Absolutely.
Yeah. However, Styles does hit a phenomenal forearm for the win.
Perfection.
It was great.
Yeah.
Priest ran the ropes and he hit it while he was. It was very nice.
And new.
Yeah. Right.
U.S. champion.
No. Well, AJ. If we're counting this year.
Yeah.
Then right now Austin Theory is the U.S. champ.
Okay.
Because Owens beat Priest clean
right.
a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Then Theory beat Owens clean.
Fair.
Yeah.
So as of now, we'll get to it later. But you know, as of right now.
Right. Yeah.
I say we keep that going.
Yeah.
Okay.
I say we finally do that. Right
US
now, we
like champ. You'll have to put it on the notes, like who all the champions are.
Right.
Yeah. So
yeah, and we could do it for Intercontinental as well. But Nakamura never fights anyone, and when he does, he wins anyway. But that
name isn't changing.
But Priest has to be turning heel. This is the fourth week in a row he's lost.
Right?
Is that right?
And he's like, yeah.
Wow.
He's losing too much, and he's starting to snap again. He's going to release the Damien, which is really his cock.
And then he's going to lose
the real.
That's really its cock.
I haven't actually shown you guys the Damien yet.
Right.
Have you seen the Pam and Tommy show?
He just pulls
this
off.
This is the Damien. Yeah. Oh, you got a Tommy Lee cock.
Right. It's also voiced by Jason Mantzoukas.
I'm your dick, bro.
I'm your dick, bro.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Can you make my penis the size of Tommy Lee? No. So you cannot shrink my penis?
That's right.
One of the great outtakes from the first Borat movie.
Right.
Next up, we have Miz TV with Miz and Maryse. Their guests are Rey and Dominic Mysterio, who are upset about Miz's win over Dominic last week.
Who cares?
Yeah, I know. I don't care either, guys.
Who cares?
But we have to do this. No. Miz is jealous that Rey got a chance to be in the Elimination Chamber and not him. Oh, so you want another match against Bobby Lashley? And Brock Lesnar?
Right. Yeah.
You want to be in that ring, Miz?
You schmuck.
So Miz yells at the crowd for them calling him a cheater. And he's also upset that Rey is on the cover of WWE 2K22 and not Maryse.
Did you see her at Royal Rumble? She was tremendous.
I was. And I think, Rey, you could learn a thing or two from me. You could actually call yourself Rey Maryse Stereo.
That was crickets.
Right. My God.
I can't argue with her being on the cover, though.
My God. Oh, of course.
I can't argue with her
that
being
shirt that
tremendous.
She wore. Yeah.
Yeah. And the game's probably going to suck anyway, so that would be like one cool thing about it.
Right.
I mean, my God.
We put Rey on the cover because the graphics remind us of 2009.
Yeah.
Correct.
Oh, my God. They're even further back. What the fuck?
They're Benjamin buttoning this shit.
If only the game was as good as it was back in 2009.
I know.
Then I wouldn't care about the graphics.
No.
But it's shitty graphics and a shitty game.
Right.
Like they get a few people.
Sean doesn't even want to be in it. He looks so bad.
Well, everyone's made fun of the Beth Phoenix one.
She looks like she just snorted cocaine.
That's Beth Phoenix.
Okay. They've merged them into one.
Yeah.
She looks like she just murdered someone and she's feeling really guilty about it. Like, oh my God, they're gonna find the body.
Sean has a ton of dark hair.
I know. Where'd that come from?
It's more like...
I think he slipped, that is very unrealistic.
I think he slipped the designers a few $100s.
Right.
Look how horrible his beard is.
And can you fix my eye? Can you fix my sad eyes?
No, actually, everyone has Shawn Michaels eyes in the games. We've been trying to fix that for years. Yeah.
It's me, homeless HBK.
Yeah.
Do you have a dollar I can borrow?
Do you have a dollar I can just have?
They scanned me 2 weeks after the Saudi Mania match.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I grew some hair back.
So, Miz demands respect, but Dominic says, why don't you give my father some respect? So, Miz challenges Dominic to a rematch and says, you're a lot taller than Rey. Are you sure you're not Eddie's son?
Yeah, been there, done that, dumb joke.
Right.
What's been done more? Them saying that Dominic is Eddie's son, or Stephanie wears the pants in the relationship.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to say the Stephanie line.
Yeah, I think it's
an easy go-to.
Yeah, but still.
Party with the pants.
I think this is the third time they've said this.
Yeah, I know.
Because Seth did it. Now, and by the way, per canon, he is Eddie's son.
Yeah, canon. That is canon.
Yeah.
That is canon.
Yeah. You know, he has a mother, too, right? Yeah. Like, right. You get genes from
Yeah, she boat. Was on the show.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why they got Ray to re-sign. We'll put everyone in your family
the whole
on the
mystery
show.
In a bunch.
Also, fun fact, that's where Dominic gets his height.
Well, yeah.
Fun fact.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
That's right. Every time, like, Ray would kiss his wife, they'd bring out a stool for him to stand on.
It's adorable.
Where's the footage of Vince going, where's that sister of yours?
Jesus.
Tell me.
Ray would have to stand on the second rope, and then his wife would come over and give him a kiss.
Aw. Yeah.
That's how they made the kids, too.
Yes. He went up on her.
Yeah.
It was... You ever seen those? Well, we might as well go there. But those pornos where it's like the older women like fucks the young boy and he's like really tiny and then they 69 standing up, but she's the one standing up.
Yeah.
And he's flipped upside down.
Yeah. Kind of weird. Yeah.
That's Ray and his wife.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't drop me.
Look at Eric pretending like he hasn't seen it.
Yeah.
The title of this episode is Now We Know Andrew's Secret Kink.
Sure.
It's not my kink.
Giant women.
Yes, my kink is me wishing I was 5 feet tall.
Yes.
90 pounds and then being lifted by a giant woman.
And 69ing.
Jesus.
That would be horrible. That means I'd be the one upside down. Oof.
Yeah, that's what I'm
Blood
saying.
Blood rushes to my head. I wouldn't be good. That wouldn't be good.
No.
Yeah, you lose all momentum in your cock.
Yeah. Whoa.
All right, so Miz versus Dominic.
That one somewhere.
Dominic goes for the 69. I'm sorry, 619.
Bulaka, bulaka. Oh, nice.
But Maurice trips him.
Bukaki, bukaki. I mean, bulaka, bulaka.
Bukaki, bukaki. It's a 69.
Oh, my God. That call Brazzers. That can be the next porn parody.
Oh, it has to be.
Yeah, until WWE calls him. Hey.
Yeah.
Like, WWE is the only company, I guess, that cares. Because they make porn parodies of everything.
Star Wars, everything.
They all come out. Right. Yeah. WWE's the only one where it's like, we'll take it to court.
And with all the step family stuff that's so popular, they could easily do the
oh god,
Eddie Vince. And Ray,
Vince and Stephanie
storyline in there, you know.
Oh my god. Well, that's the thing is like Vince is like, they could be like, well, we'll take you to court. And Brass is like, we'll win. And WWE's like, yeah, but do you want to pay all those legal fees? And it's like, fair enough. We won't do it.
Right.
That's all that is.
Yeah.
So he goes to the 619. Maurice trips him. She gets ejected. And then Ray trips the Miz as the ref is distracted, and Dominic beats the Miz with a roll-up.
Roll-up.
Wow, first one this week.
And then after the match, Dominic does Eddie's dance. So is he your dad or not?
Right.
He do it so naturally.
All right. Next up, we have Bianca Belair versus Nikki A.S.H. I'll do this one super fast for you guys, you know, like I used to do it.
Okay.
KOD for the win.
Thank you.
Yeah.
By the way, there will be a women's Elimination Chamber match in Saudi Arabia. The winner faces Becky Lynch at Mania.
Oh.
The winner, if she makes it out alive, faces Becky Lynch.
Right.
So far, we have Belair, Nikki, Doudrop, Liv Morgan, and Rhea Ripley. That leaves one spot open.
Yes.
For either Asuka, Lacey Evans, Alexa Bliss, or Bayley. Four possible choices. I mean, really, you could... say they'll put in Aaliyah or Natalya or some shit. But you would think it would be like one of them.
And they don't tell us until the match.
Yeah, maybe it's a surprise. Maybe Fightful will tell us before.
Fuck you, Fightful.
But even so, I don't know if whoever's shows up as a surprise is winning anyway.
Yeah.
Seems like it's
Belair's. Well, it's going to be someone who has a t-shirt in 4XL.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Right. It would be really cool to have Asuka return and be like, you know, hey, what's up? Remember when you handed me that belt?
No,
Becky,
I want to
when
take
you left?
It.
Yeah, so yeah. I don't know, but probably not. All right, backstage we have R-Truth, Tozawa, and Tamina looking for Dana Brooke, but they run right past her and Reggie hiding behind some boxes.
Yeah, right. Hey, Andrew. Where's Eric?
Eric!
No, it's like this.
There you go.
It's like this.
There's like, oh, shit, there you are.
It's like this.
No, it's like this. Right.
So Dana thanks Reggie for everything he's done for her. What has he done?
No, yeah.
Here, hide behind this box, idiot.
I'll show you. Bottom left is what he's done.
Well, that's what he wants to do. She kisses him on the cheek, and then Reggie asks Dana, what does all this mean? And she's like, oh, you fucking idiot. All right, we're friends. You good?
Yeah.
She's like, we're really good friends. And I hope that never changes.
Oh, boy.
And they hug.
And he looks in the camera and goes,
friend zone.
Right.
Level 1000.
They hug. They have a little moment like they're going to kiss, but then they snap out of it.
Uh-huh.
And then Truth, Tozawa, and Tamina find them. And Dana and Reggie run away. But then Truth stops Tozawa and Tamina. And he's like, I know what you guys are up to. I'm getting my baby back. Let's go. And then Truth runs the wrong way. This whole thing.
Comedy.
So fucking corny.
Comedy bullshit.
Yeah.
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 Thank you.
There
sure
you go.
Was.
Next up, we have Kevin Owens versus Austin Theory.
Monday Night Raw.
Wow.
Backstage before the match, Owens tells Seth Rollins, when I beat Theory tonight, they're going to have to put me in the Elimination Chamber. And then it'll be me and you, buddy. We're going to do it together. And Seth is like, yeah, sure. I believe in you, man.
Yeah, totally. I think that'll happen.
And Owens questions Seth's loyalty.
Yeah.
During the match, Corey Graves says, how strange. The WWE Universe is rallying behind Kevin Owens.
How strange.
Hi, how are you?
You think Randy Orton and Riddle are the only one who bakes, bro?
Yeah.
It's Corey Graves. High as fuck. Oh, you know, they've only been rallying behind him for 7 years. Like, since
years.
He showed up to WWE. Yeah.
Weird, when he won the Universal title as a bad guy, the place popped louder than ever.
Yeah.
I think the only time they ever booed him was when he beat up Daniel Bryan.
I think so.
For, like, Bryan's return. Like, hey, I'm coming back to wrestling. Oh, God!
Yeah. And then the next time they saw him, they cheered him again.
They cheered him again. Yeah. We forgive you.
Yeah, we
this
forgot
is
all
so
about
strange.
That.
We love you.
Yeah.
Owens did a fireman's carry flip off the second rope. That was very nice.
Yep.
And then he hit a super kick and a stunner for the win. So he gets one back on Theory.
Yeah. But no.
And new.
Oh, yes. And new U.S.
They
champion. That's
Theory.
Right.
Oh,
KO.
Wow.
Kevin Owens is a champion again.
Nice. Woo-hoo!
5 long years.
Yeah.
5 years.
And in reality, he's still not.
No,
right. And is he going to change? No.
Later backstage, Owens tells Pearson of DeVille, I assume I'm now in the Elimination Chamber match. And they say no. And then Sonya says, you might not even be at WrestleMania.
Yeah, I'm a bitch.
WrestleMania isn't big enough for Kevin Owens. If that's true, then maybe we need to make it 3 nights.
Well, that's what SmackDown's for.
Yeah.
But didn't you get a feel, and this is just the hopeful person in
me. How dare you?
Didn't you just feel, though, that, like, where is this going if he goes, now you have to put me in the chamber, or, well, you might not even go to WrestleMania. Like, this feels like a face turn where he wins a title.
Right.
I'm just saying.
No.
Yeah.
Something. It's got to be something.
Not winning a title.
You think there's a better chance he doesn't go to WrestleMania?
No, of course he's not going to.
So what is his role going to be? Just some rando?
Yeah.
Mad Cat?
Jesus.
Partner with Drew?
Who knows? Maybe the Battle Royal. Maybe they do a ladder match for the IC belt because Nakamura has no one to fight anyway.
All right, I'm calling it now.
What are you calling?
I think this is a thing that leads up, like they're just planting these seeds where maybe Lashley retains. And
I'll tell you the seed is he's turning on Seth. He's going to turn Seth face by beating up Seth.
Maybe.
Because he's jealous.
Yeah. Joe's ready to fuck that plant.
I mean, please.
But it's stupid to say,
wouldn't
you might not go to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And then Owens is like, the people of Texas love me almost as much as I love them. I became Universal Champion in Texas. I won the Intercontinental Championship in Texas. And my first WrestleMania was in Dallas. I even have this bull tattoo. It might as well be a tattoo of Texas.
I checked with the Texas Tattoo Commission.
Yeah.
That checks out.
That checks out. They're so good.
By the way, the reason why he's not in Elimination Chamber, I forgot this.
Oh.
He doesn't do the Saudi shows.
Yeah.
He
doesn't. Yeah.
Solidarity to his best friend.
Which means
he's
probably never going to be a main champion again.
Maybe not.
Because of that. Or any champion for that matter.
Right.
Yeah.
He might never have a belt again in WWE. Because he refuses to do the Saudi Mania shows. And they do 2 a year. So I guess you could make him champion
for rumors.
You could make him a champion for a few months in between.
I guess.
Sucks.
But he can't have a long title reign. So there you go. that's the answer. Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Lita. She talks about how much fun she had at the Royal Rumble, and she mentions that she's been wanting to face Becky Lynch for a long time. So Big Time Bex comes out, and she was pretty great.
Growing up, I worshipped you.
Sure.
You showed me what was possible for a woman to do in WWE. And then when I finally made it here, there was a lot of people that turned their nose up at me. But you weren't one of them. You saw something in me, you believed in me, and you supported me. And for that, I am eternally grateful. As far as to say that without Lita, there would be no Becky Lynch.
Sure, sure.
But now that there is a Becky Lynch, there can be no Lita.
Ooh, yeah, I like that line.
That's a good line.
Yeah.
Then she says, do you know how hurtful it is to have the one person you looked up to more than anyone try to take everything away from you? You may have helped bring me up, but I will have no problem putting you down. Very strong promo from Becky.
Very much so.
Lita says, well, the WWE Universe still supports me, which means there will always be a Lita. I may be the underdog, but I'm taking that belt from you at Elimination Chamber. Becky says, I'll leave you to the people because that's all you're going to ever have. And then Becky charges at Lita and they have a little scuffle. Lita goes for the Twist of Fate, but Becky knocks her down and stomps her in the corner. Then Becky goes for the manhandle slam, but Lita countered with the Twist of Fate, which Becky sold way better than Charlotte.
Yeah, yes, of course. She did.
Maybe that's why they made the switch. They were like, well, Charlotte can't sell this move.
Or she just refuses to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Lita hit the Lita Salt off the top rope. That was a good segment.
It was.
Yeah.
The first good segment of the show.
Of this that we've recapped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then next up, we have Liv Morgan versus Doudrop. Doudrop wins with the Vader bomb. Then we have Seth Rollins versus Riddle. What?
Yeah, like just that's it. She's buried, dead and buried.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Good night, Liv
First
Morgan.
Eliminated, Liv Morgan.
Yeah.
Elimination Chamber.
I know.
Yes. First eliminated so she can come to the back and we could eliminate her.
Yes.
With our dicks.
All right, Seth Rollins versus Riddle. Corey Graves called Riddle one half of the Raw Tag Team Champions. Not doing too great this week there, Corey.
No.
You know, he forgot. Or maybe he's predicting the future. Who knows? Seth gave Riddle a buckle bomb, but into the barricade.
Mm-hmm.
Later, Riddle hit Rollins with a springboard floating bro outside the ring. But then Kevin Owens came out and attacked Riddle for the DQ. And then Orton ran out and hit Owens with an RKO. So we have Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins versus RK-Bro.
They did the thing like they did in the other show.
Yeah. Rollins hits Riddle with the curb stomp for the win. And then after the match, Orton hits Owens with another RKO.
Yeah.
He's right back where he left off.
Yeah.
And then Rollins walks away laughing to end the show, leaving Owens laying there.
Yeah.
Owens is clearly going to, you know, fuck him up at some point.
Right. And Owens needs to become the face here. But
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I think Owens becomes the face. Because Rollins is doing the heel shit.
Seth is being a piece of shit.
Kind of, right?
So Seth is
because Owens is the one saying, like, please, guys, please consider me. Like, he was being cool. He'd be nice to the Texas people.
Yeah.
He just turned heel.
I know.
But that's the thing. Does he ever really go full heel or full face? He's always somewhere in the middle.
But you are something, though. You are something.
Well, yeah.
Either a good guy or a bad guy.
Right.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. I still don't have much faith in it.
Yeah.
So, let's give awards.
Okay.
All right.
Who was your worst dressed?
Goldberg.
Yep.
Special shout out to Matt Riddle with his new shirt that says, "Hey Randy."
He's had that for a little bit, but yeah. I had Seth in his weird silver outfit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Best dressed?
I'm Maurice.
Mm. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I had Aaliyah.
All right, sure. Yeah. Worst acting? Goldberg.
I had Rowdy Robot Rousey.
Okay. Yeah.
Pretty good. Best acting?
Kevin Owens.
Can't not give it to him.
I had Becky.
Okay. Becky was fine. Becky was good.
All right.
Because, you know, Owens was good, but just begging to go to WrestleMania.
Yeah. Hey, oh, no Omos on the show.
No Omos. No. Yeah. Wow. Why would you even remind us?
Future endeavor.
Rip.
And Vince McMahon was only like in a backstage, like voice, like, you know, like they showed him talking to Theory, but we don't know what they were saying. It was like a 5 second thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's a plus.
Wow.
Worst comment?
Goldberg, I acknowledge you as my next victim.
Yep, I have Goldberg as well.
Yeah, you're 56. You're not going to beat him.
Sweep it.
Best comment?
So after Randy fumbled what could have been best comment, Corey Graves says, I blame Colorado. Everyone in this arena knows that.
Mm. Yeah, because, yeah. I had the tattoo joke. This is practically the flag of Texas.
Yeah.
I had Becky saying, now that there's a Becky, there could be no Lita. Yeah. Mm. Worst match? I had Goldberg. When he shows up, I pick him for everything.
Really? Because I had Aaliyah versus Natalya.
Yeah, that's what I had.
That's what I had. All right,
and
so
slow-mo as well.
Oh, my slow-mo was the quiz bowl.
Ha! That's funny. I had Dewdrop and Liv for slow-mo.
The quiz bowl. Yeah.
Quiz bowl.
Well, if you could pick that, I could pick Goldberg.
Fair enough.
Okay. Whatever.
Best match?
Owens and Rollins versus Riddle and Randy.
Who are you? Who are
Styles
you?
And Priest wasn't bad, but nothing was great.
He doesn't...
Yeah, right, whatever.
What?
You're giving me who are you?
I hit it forever. I hit it like three times. Oh. Fine, here. Who are you? Just an opinion.
I can have my opinion too, Eric. It's okay.
Yeah.
Opinion? Bottom right?
Where's pizza on that board?
Right.
Well, we have them.
Yeah, we have them. True.
I just push you and you say it. Ready?
Yeah, yeah.
Pizza!
That's not how you pizza. Said it.
Pizza.
No.
Pizza? Oh,
there it is.
Pizza, pizza, pizza.
God, it's that easy, huh?
Pizza, pizza, pizza.
What does this button do? Top right.
Buster nut. No, I was going to say top right.
Yeah.
Oh, ooh, that's a good button.
Yeah.
Worst move?
I had Nakamura's Kinshasa.
It had to be the Natalya thing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Had to be that.
Yeah, running into the barricade.
Yep.
Best move?
Riddle's twisty flip thing that he did.
Floating bro?
Yeah.
Floating bro.
I had the phenomenal forearm.
That was good. Did you see when Ford jumped outside the ring? When he jumped in the air, he kind of did like a superhero pose while he was flying.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, you skipped it too? Good for you, Eric. Worst moment or segment? Goldberg, obviously.
No, yeah, I have
Goldberg, yeah. Goldberg.
I have Oldberg.
There you go.
Okay, weird. Sorry. Same thing.
Yeah. And then best moment or segment?
Lita and Becky.
That's what I had.
Yeah, that's fair. Sweep it.
Yeah.
Sweep it.
All right. Breaking news. WWE reported its revenue for 2021, and it's over $1 billion. The highest in company history.
It's fucking bullshit.
No.
Their net income was $180 million, up $52 million from the previous year.
Wow. Well, when they lose their TV deal, what's all that money going to really mean?
So, right.
Just saying.
Well, they'll get another one somewhere. Mm. They might not get as much, but they'll still get a lot. But all those budget cuts, man. All those budget cuts. $180 million in income, net income.
Mm-hmm.
All the superstars signing new, like, it's like, okay, well, you have all this extra money.
Yeah.
But... All right. Also, last week, Kurt Angle said on his podcast that he was coming back to do a short program with WWE.
Already scrapped?
This week, Kurt Angle said that WWE canceled it at the last minute. Maybe it's because you spoiled it on your podcast, Kurt.
Yeah.
That's your hero, Eric.
I don't listen to that podcast.
No one does.
Don't be plugging other podcasts.
Yeah.
True.
Well, it's Kurt Angle.
Sure.
Who even listens to it?
Anyone on ad-free shows?
There you go.
Who, this guy?
That's the logo. Yeah. It's almost as bad as the Hot Toys for Dr. Octopus.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
He's a crackhead.
I know.
Wow.
Boogeyman announced on Twitter that he has signed a new Legends deal with WWE, but why?
Why?
What does he bring to the table? Why? We see him once a year in a random segment eating worms. Like, that's it.
Horrible.
They pay him all that money just to eat worms once a year?
I mean...
Maybe that deal like allows them to put him in games and shit like that.
Who
right?
wants to play as Boogeyman?
It was either WWE or Joe Rogan reviving Fear Factor.
Yeah. There you go.
It's one of those.
Who wants to play as Boogeyman? Like whoever was a fan of Boogeyman?
I don't know.
Yeah,
he had
I'm just
like
trying
five
to give you reasons.
He had five matches in WWE.
Yeah. I know.
Like, that's it.
None of them were great. Four of them were against Booker T.
Yeah. Santina Morella was on Stories with Briscoe and Bradshaw. They have a podcast now. Really? Gerald Briscoe and JBL.
Oh.
And he told them that his daughter, Bianca Carelli, has signed with WWE and will report to the Performance Center. She's very hot, by the way.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I remember, like, a year or two ago, he was advocating for her on Twitter. Like, he tweeted at Triple H. He's like, "Hey, Triple H, it's me, Santina Morella. Sign my daughter, please. Right. Please." And then he's like, "Here she is in a bikini. Hot, right?"
Now will you? Now will you?
So, any other news?
I have this. SmackDown has the following matches listed for a house show in Toronto on March 27th, right before WrestleMania. So, two of the matches could maybe be a preview of what we might get at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Lashley versus Rollins versus AJ Styles is going to happen. Yeah. Also, you're going to have Becky Lynch versus Rhea Ripley versus Bianca Belair. So, might see.
But that's SmackDown.
So, what is it? It's a house show.
Oh.
Yeah. So, house shows, they bring both people.
Yeah, and sometimes they burn WrestleMania stuff just to see reactions.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Test it out. So.
Interesting.
We'll see.
Yeah. Anything else?
No, that's all I got.
Rumor time.
Rumors! Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
So Ringside News was first to report that Shane McMahon will no longer be in WWE's immediate plans moving forward.
Right.
This was apparently due to Shane's awful booking of the men's Royal Rumble match.
Mm-hmm.
Ringside News' source told them Vince had no choice. Shane created chaos, had everyone in an uproar, pissed off everyone in the Rumble, openly buried other producers, and was changing things that Vince wanted. Vince had no other choice but to send him home. Now, they said he was quietly let go, but seems I feel like... Huh?
Seems pretty loud to me.
Well, it was leaked out. I don't know that they, like, straight up cut his contract. It was probably just like, go home. Like,
yeah.
We don't need your
input.
He's the son, right. I don't think they're just killing him.
But. I doubt Vince was like, "You're fired, you piece of shit!"
Yeah.
Did you hear all the... You have more of the rumors on, like, why...
Matt Mann's
read up on some of it.
Andrew Zarian added that an issue with the Rumble production was that Bad Bunny's entry number was changed several times, and WWE doesn't want to come off negatively with such a major outside star.
Major.
Fightful said Shane kept changing entry numbers, and Orton was supposed to come out earlier, but then Shane's music hit, and Orton told Shane, "I'm not coming out till Here Comes the Money."
Wow.
"Hey, Shane, you better get out there. I'm not coming out to Here Comes the Money, Edge."
And the report is like, Orton was so, like, he was just laughing and, like, rolling around on the floor. And he's like, "It's your turn. Go."
But now we know why the Rumble was so god awful.
Right. Yeah.
Like, in Orton's elimination, go back. Orton's just, like, standing there waiting.
And then Lesnar,
and then Brock clotheslines him out. That was so bad. Apparently, Shane was demanding all this stuff, and the only thing that Vince let him have was that he would win a striking match against Riddle, because he did. He beat Riddle in a striking match, a UFC fighter.
Right, yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, there was also rumors that Shane was going to have a match at Elimination Chamber and at Mania.
Well, and the Mania match was Rollins, supposedly right? Seth Rollins.
Yeah, so now those probably aren't happening.
No.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy, though. Fightful also heard that morale is at an all-time low.
You think?
And that's because nothing matters outside of a handful of wrestlers.
That is, I mean, that's what we talk about a lot on the show.
Yeah.
If you're not Roman or Brock or Charlotte or Becky, you don't matter. Your story isn't important. Your development isn't important. Your feuds
aren't
important.
And that's another question as to, if no one else is important, why would you make WrestleMania 2 nights long?
Right.
Because you want double the money, that's why.
So stupid. Vince, how much you guys make last year?
$1 billion.
How much that was Saudi money?
$950 million.
Right, yeah.
I don't know if that's a successful company there, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you're not growing new stars. Anyone you try to push over, you fucking bury them immediately to someone who's been there. You know, you got Kofi and Big E over organically. And you had them both job to Brock.
Yeah.
And both go back to a tag team and act like they were never a singles competitor.
No, they were never champions.
Right. I mean, it's just, it's so...
And we were also speculating who could be the sixth woman in the Elimination Chamber. PW Insider reported that Bayley and Asuka will both be back in time for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Interesting, but not don't come out in the Rumble.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, there was another rumor that Asuka was there, but they felt like she wasn't ready yet, so I don't know.
I guess they weren't ready for Asuka?
They were not.
Yeah. Maybe they weren't ready for her to just lose, right?
Right. Well, no, because Ronda came back. You can't have two people come back.
Well, yeah, but then who eliminates Asuka if she's having a big comeback, right? She's right. A pretty big star. Or Bayley, for that matter, right? Just comes back just to lose in the Rumble. No. Sometimes it's too big, but...
I mean, Edge did. He still lost. Edge is bigger than all of them. As long as they...
Yeah, Edge came back after, like, bullshit. 10 years.
But that was, was possibly... I mean, that's up there with some of the greatest Rumbles in 2020. We really lucked out by that Rumble being in Houston.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then
yeah.
You compare it to this year.
Oof.
My God.
Oof.
How are we going backwards?
Yeah. Right.
But all right. You ready for trivia?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
I looked this up because when Lita came out, mm-hmm. they said she hasn't had a singles match in 10 years.
Okay.
Who did she beat?
10 years?
And here's a hint.
Okay.
You'll laugh.
Huh. Ronda Rousey. No.
We'll 10 laugh. Years?
Yeah.
We'll laugh.
Candice Michelle?
No, that'd be funny, but like...
That would be funny.
Probably have to be like Natalya or someone that's been
it's
around.
It's not a woman.
Heath Slater.
That is correct.
Yeah.
He was fighting all the legends.
Remember, he was jobbing the legends every week?
And she called on the APA.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
1 week.
That was 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
One of those weeks he jobbed to Psycho Sid, who could barely move.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
And then remember, he points to he's like, don't go up those turns. Don't jump off the top rope.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember when he was trying to fuel rumors himself that he was making a huge return to WWE?
Well, I loved him on Twitter, and then he got suspended. He got banned from Twitter.
Right.
I don't remember why, but he would shit on Raw so hard, and I would laugh my ass off.
I know.
Like, even if I didn't agree, like, he would make fun of Kevin Owens. He'd be like, oh, the fat slob's out here.
Yeah.
Like, but... Yeah, I don't know where he's been since.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. Because I was like, 10 years. Who did she fight 10 years ago? Because I don't even think she was full-time then. And she wasn't. But yeah, that's pretty good. All right, fan questions. Jake Baker, does this RK-Bro Alpha Academy feud end with Gable's diploma on a pole match? If not, what has been the reason for this entire program?
Otis back face.
Just for comedy bullshit.
Yeah,
comedy
for bullshit. Comedy bullshit.
Comedy bullshit.
David Sagan, how would the Saudi government like to eliminate each woman entered in the Elimination Chamber match? Omar says one beheading, one stoned to death, one gas chamber, one bomb strapped to her chest. The last two they will throw in the Sarlacc pit. They've got to have one. It's the fucking desert.
Yeah.
That's probably right.
That'd be fun.
Right. Oh my God. Like the match starts and like they can't open the chambers. And they just start filling with gas.
Well, we had a plan B, right?
You said elimination chamber.
As Seth always says, have a plan B, right?
We looked it over and we fixed it.
Yeah.
Plan B. It's really plan A, obviously.
Right.
We almost turned it on during the men one. Oops, don't do that.
Solder them closed? I don't know what you're talking about. We solder. What is solder? Oh, that means permanently shut them? Yes, we did that.
Yes.
Dylan, with Shane gone after reportedly trying to write himself in more matches and disagreements with their staff, do you think it could finally be a turning... It could finally be a turning page, a turning point, you mean, for all the terrible writing and matches we've had for a long time? No.
No, 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 no.
I don't... No, not at all. It's not like Shane was running things
this
whole time.
Yeah.
He returned and for some reason...
Rewrote the Rumble to benefit
taking over
him.
The Rumble.
And Bad Bunny.
Yeah. Pop Culture Junkie, what does it say to you about WWE and Vinnie Mac? how top stars like Hogan, Savage, Warrior, Austin were in and out of their WWF runs in less than 10 years. And today we have people who've never reached their level yet. They are the same ones in the same spots for way longer lengths of time. What does that say?
Bad booking.
Bad booking. That is correct.
Bad bunny booking.
Mike Dawes, I tuned into Raw for 5 seconds and I got Louis C.K.'d. Why is Veer making us watch when he's, you know?
Yeah.
Right. You know, I found
watch
something
me come.
Funny on Twitter. WWE posted Veer Mahan is coming to Raw at 1 a.m. on Twitter.
What?
Like,
on a Friday?
Veer Mahan is coming. You up?
Did you see the...
Hey, bro, you up?
Because Veer Mahan is coming.
Someone made this, the, oh, fuck, you're going to make me come to Raw.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's hilarious.
But, Jesus. Like, yeah, you're right. Like, you know what he said? Like, didn't they say, like, they said, he's finally here. He said, I've been making my way, and now I am finally here, and still didn't show up.
No, no.
Yeah. Omar, I'm so glad I was by myself during that cringy segment where Dana friend-zoned that cuck Reggie, because I was so fucking embarrassed to be watching this adolescent dog shit. You kiss me. What does it mean? It means you fuck! Yeah. I'd rather watch The Matrix Resurrections again.
No.
Oh, no.
Wait, Resurrections or the new one? Is that the new one?
Resurrections is the new one.
Oh, Revolution. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. The original was on last night. I watched some of it, and I was just like, man.
So good.
It was so good.
It's so good.
And then I'm just remembering Resurrections, and I'm like, stop it! I need the Men in Black Flash thing to get out of my brain. Yeah. Jason Dearham, did Lashley land on his head with those suplexes at Royal Rumble? He actually asked, when was the last time Brock defended his WWE championship? You just won it off of him, Bobby.
Right.
P.S. It's been such a long time for Veer now. Do you think he'll end up coming in the pre-show?
Maybe.
Maybe it's like pre-come, you know? God. Something like that.
So he'll be at Saudi then? Like, that's where he'll debut?
I don't. That's probably Vince's logic. He's like, India, Saudi, that's the same thing.
Yeah, right. Man, they're going to riot if Mansoor isn't there.
That's right. What he'll the fuck? There. Where's Mansoor?
Who are you?
Mansoor.
Where the hell have you been?
Yeah, right. He's been in Saudi. Shaking hands, kissing babies, punching women. You know, like doing the things that they want him to do.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Mario Rizzo, are the U.S. and Intercontinental titles even a thing anymore? If they are trying to downgrade those titles to 24/7 title status, success.
Yeah.
Side note, Dana's got to be the absolute worst character on TV. Christ, sweet fuck, just get rid of her.
Wow.
Christ, sweet fuck.
Christ, sweet fuck.
I don't think I've heard that. Matthew Hutchinson at this point isn't actually debuting Veer the worst thing they could do. The memes are too much fun now. I mean, look. There's a probably really good chance he gets released before he debuts. They've done it with many people before. Mia Yim never debuted.
Correct.
They kept saying.
Oh, we forgot to talk about that in news. Mia Yim and Keith Lee got married.
Yay.
Yay.
Oh, that's nice.
Just in time
for Keith Lee to debut tomorrow night.
Exactly.
Probably, yeah.
Hope so.
Contract is up.
Well, you know, Tony Khan like made a big announcement that a big star's coming, so it's probably going to, you know, not be Keith Lee, and it's
going
to be like Swerve Scott or some shit.
Yes.
And it's like, oh,
you see the rumors? Here comes the money.
it's going to be
no chance.
Oni Lorcan.
I said to Josh, I was like, yeah, Vince definitely owns a part of AEW if that happens.
So many fans felt that Shane would be going to AEW now. It's like, there's no chance of that happening.
Come on, people. Come on, people.
No chance of that happening. If you think logically for 2 seconds, you would know that that's not.
They're just running back the last one. I now own AEW.
Hey, Shane, you know, I'm Tony Khan. I run AEW, but I'd like to hire you to run my company for me.
Please.
Please.
Take my company.
Take it. All right. This next question is from Mike Oxmall.
Yeah.
Mike Oxmall. I still don't get it.
But, weird.
Which would you rather see in Saudi? Elimination gas chamber where wrestlers go back in their pods to be gassed after elimination.
I would not like to see that. Who is this person?
No.
Women's wrists and ankles battle royal?
Okay.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Where they're showing their wrists and ankles?
Oh.
They're only covering their wrists.
Yeah. Show any ankle or wrist and you get beheaded.
Yeah.
Winner gets a mild stoning.
Mild.
Super Royal Rumble. Royal Rumble with only Saudi princes. Winner takes control of WWE. God. That's probably the most likely to happen.
Right, correct. Yeah.
Right.
Minnesota Nice, do you think Veer was the one that almost hit Alexa with his car on the way to Raw?
Yeah.
That's right. She did mention that. Someone cut her off.
Yeah.
She's like, someone cut me off on the road, and then someone cut me off at the grocery store. And it's like,
he's like, I'm trying to come here.
Yeah. Exactly. Amir, what would you choose to be the last ever thing in wrestling? And after that, it's all done for good. I still like my idea of Braun just shutting the lights off.
I'm finished with you!
And then hit...
And then throw Vince off a cliff.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mm. Or blow him up in a limo for real.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm. Carlos Ramirez, will today's gas prices affect the road to WrestleMania?
Jesus.
That's funny.
Maybe. Adam Romero went to Raw with my wife, Joanne Kay. Joan Kay. The best parts were the nachos, Denver 316 t-shirts that Eric loves.
Mm.
And leaving to go.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like the best part.
Right.
And that's Adam that always wears our
shirt. Adam and Joan, they both wore these shirts.
Who are you?
Nice.
They both wore the same Who Are You shirt.
I love
that.
That's
great. So thank you.
Great. Thank you.
MJ Heights, today would have been sensational Sherry Martel's 64th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
In honor of that, who on the current roster would you want to have Sherry manage while in her prime? My pick, Bobby Roode. That's a good one. In her prime, Bobby Roode.
You know who would need her, though? Like a Damian Priest could really use her because he's kind of weird, but he's big and a lot of talent, possibly.
Yeah, that could be good.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, then. That is all for fan questions. So make sure you subscribe to our podcast and give us a 5-star review.
5-star.
Check out our official website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Become a supporter of the show. Check out the weekly AEW recaps, pay-per-view recaps, all that good stuff. Brackets. Go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling and subscribe to the other podcast we do, Hollywood Hogwash, available anywhere podcasts are heard. And next week, we will be doing predictions for Elimination Chamber.
Oh,
Saudi
man.
Saudi Chamber.
I just got this title.
Just a troll.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.